SOP 249. Today we're talking about the pros and cons of voicing your opinion.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come listen to little old me as we talk about everything podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing to all of the above. And if you'd like to know more about me, you can simply go out to our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me. I'd love to hear from you. It's dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. That number is courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. And I want to thank Fred. Well, Fred is my friend. Fred Castaneda from the Struggling Entrepreneur and about 37 million other podcasts. If Fred is not sleeping or eating, he's podcasting. And I love Fred. He's a great guy. And he had sent in a couple different comments about, he said, have you ever talked about the ramifications of ranting in your podcast, and especially how that may affect a first-time listener? And I thought about that, and because in this case, he was saying how, this person had something that he didn't think was fair happen to him, and he really voiced his opinion, and he went on for quite a while, probably close to a half hour. And Fred then sent in now here's the fun thing. Now, let's just stop there. When you voice your opinion, number one, everybody has an opinion, and some people will agree with you, and some people will not, and some people just won't care. And you have to realize that. If you're going to put your voice out there about anything, some people are going to agree with you, some people are not. And what Fred was bringing up in terms of getting new listeners, if you spend a large amount of time just going on a rant, you may blow your first impression, and that is a great point. Always remember that first-time listener, first-time viewer to your podcast. Now, what was interesting is Fred then, you guessed it, voiced an opinion via a voicemail to the podcaster who played that voicemail on their show and actually was smart enough to go, oh, you know, I never thought of it that way, and kind of stepped back and took a look at how he acted, and which is fine. But the interesting thing is, keep in mind that when you are a podcaster, you are seen many times as an expert, many times as the leader of that particular niche. And so in this case, the listeners heard their leader being criticized for his opinion. And you guessed it, they circled the wagons and said, hey, Fred, keep your opinion to yourself. And so the moral of the story, to a certain extent here, is, here's now my opinion, you can't make everyone happy. And in fact, I would think if your opinion is one that is not going to offend anybody, it's going to be what some people call Melba toast, so politically correct that it's going to be boring. That's my opinion. And I say this just so you realize that you're not going to make everybody happy. There are going to be some people that, for whatever reason, irregardless, or is it regardless? I always get that backwards. But no matter how much time you put into your podcast, there are going to be some people that just don't recognize your genius. And that sometimes is a hard pill to swallow. Now, a couple other points as we're talking about voicing your opinion and putting things out there in a podcast, which is kind of funny because you would think me, Mr. School of Podcasting, would want everyone to just, you know, drop your fears and start a podcast. Well, I'm here to be realistic and say there are, in some cases, ramifications. Let me give you kind of a funny story. I started a podcast a while back called Building a Better Dave. You can find that at betterdave.com, although I haven't put out an episode in quite some time. But at the time, when I first started out, I was going to work a little edgy, be a little, just ever so slightly blue, right? And because it was me post my divorce, and I was going to go out and start dating, and I thought there'll be some fun stories along the way. Well, for whatever reason, I got on the topic on how, for those of you that have ever watched the Andy Griffith Show, and if you've never seen it, I apologize, but there was an older woman, a much older woman on the show. Her name was Aunt B, and I went into a conversation on how the I was going to these dating websites, and you'd always see these pictures of these people saying, hey, here's who I am, and you'd go to meet them, and it turned out that they looked like Aunt B. You know, their picture made them look like Pamela Anderson. When you went to meet them, they looked like Aunt B, and I explained how Aunt B just, well, we'll just say she just didn't do it for me. How's that? And lo and behold, when I finally found a woman that I eventually married, her children Googled me. And what episode came up? Yeah, that's right. The one about how Aunt B didn't get me excited. Yeah. So when you put things out, number one, once it's out there, you can't really pull it back in. Once I put up an episode, if you download it, if I go back right then, pull it off the internet, that's fine, but it's still on your hard drive. And with today's connectivity, you could easily post that someplace else. And you really wouldn't be breaking any laws at that point, I don't believe, because I freely gave that to you. So keep that in mind, that you can't take things back. It's out there. It's hard to, you can delete it and things like that, but the people that really like your show many times will go there the day it's released to get the latest, greatest thing. So keep that in mind. And like anything else, if you're upset about something, a couple things to keep in mind. Number one, anger is an absolutely 100% normal emotion. We all get frustrated. We all get angry. We all get upset from time to time when things just don't go our way. That's normal. What's abnormal is, in some cases, how you react to it. And especially if you're very passionate about something, it's very easy to let your passion get the best of you, and you just go off and you, either in some cases, you're mean and nasty, and you say things to hurt other people because you think you're right, things like that. You can kind of get carried away with your passion. So keep that in mind, and just realize going in that depending on your podcast, not everybody's going to like it. All right, next up we have a question I got this week from Mark over at A1Blues.com. Great podcast, especially if you love blues music. Mark has been a longtime member of the School of Podcasting, and he was talking about, which is a great move, having a way for people to access your podcast via email. Believe it or not, some people like to receive updates, not via RSS, but via email. And your job as a podcaster is to deliver your content in whatever format people want to consume it. And he was trying to get a way to have an audio player work inside an email. Like I could send it via Gmail and people would just click a button inside the email and it would start to play. And I said, you know, it just doesn't work that way. Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, all those, even if it's HTML mail, it doesn't work. Now, what some people will do, which is kind of tricky, is they will take a screenshot of the player. I've seen people do this with YouTube. And so it looks like there's a YouTube player, looks like there's an audio player right there in the email. And when you click on it, what it is you can link that directly to your audio file or your video file, and that it will then either A, open up and play on a separate page. Now, my particular laptop is set up to play MP3 files in QuickTime, so it'll actually open up the internet and play it in QuickTime. This is set in your preferences on your computer. There is no right or wrong answer here. It's however your computer is set up. Some people may launch Windows Media Player. Some people may launch iTunes. But when they click on that, it will launch something. And some people may prompt them to download the file. So there is no way to get an actual kind of streaming player inside your email. It's going to go to some other page of some sort. Now, if you really, really wanted it to stream, you could open Notepad or some sort of text editor, not Word, but some sort of notepad, and you would simply copy the location of your audio file. Let's say you have it on Libsyn. You could copy that location, paste it in a notepad, and then save that file, that text file, as let's call it test mp3 file .m3u, not .txt, .m3u. You would then upload that file to your website. You would point people to the m3u file, which again simply points people to the mp3 file, so it's kind of a redirect. And because it's an m3u file, it will basically stream. It's an extra step. It's kind of a, it's not really hard to do. You just copy, paste, save as, upload, and point people to it. And that would be a way to send emailers a link that would stream. Now, I will admit, not being a Mac guy, that I don't know how that would work on a Mac, but I know on a Windows machine that will definitely stream. And that is going to do it for, oh, one last thing. If you're listening to this today, tomorrow night, Monday the 7th, I'm holding a conference call. If you have any questions about podcasting, feel free to go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars and you can sign up. It's a free conference call. We're all going to network and talk to each other about whatever's going on. We're going to get our podcasting questions answered. It's a great networking opportunity. And if you sign up over at schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars, and of course the members of the School of Podcasting got more than a day's notice, and they're already signed up. So we'd love to have you there. And if you're ready to start a podcast, simply go to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the join button, all sorts of different variations that you can use there to sign up. If you want to sign up for a week or a month or a day, even a year, go ahead and sign up. Different pricing points are based on how long you sign up. And again, if I would love to hear from you, my phone number, 888-563-3228, or you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And that is going to do it. Until next week, class is dismissed.